B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show.
Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly with Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, wrecking number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Mike Missinelli Show, and all of a sudden we're talking more and focus more on what the Eagles aren't than what they are. In a heartbeat, it clicked and it changed. It's like preseason was like, oh my God, look at this team. They are Super Bowl worthy. And all of a sudden in game two, warts have popped up to the point now where we're going to have to endorse something. And yeah, it's easy picking. It's easy fruit. But Jalen Ramsey wants out. The Eagles, let's put it all together. The Eagles are not getting a great pass rush from the front four. They've got an injured tackle. They got double teams on Fletcher Cox. And possibly he slowed down a little bit. So you got to compensate. Your secondary is not good enough. They're in a position, and I know you agree with this, Tyrone, where they have to go out and make an offer for Jalen Ramsey. Now, the offers that are out there, at least I can see from the people that are reporting on Twitter, apparently there is one offer of a first-round pick and a fifth-round pick from an NFC team. We don't know if that's the Eagles or not. And in the AFC, it's a first-round pick and a player. So there are two teams, apparently, that have put those kind of offers on the board. Now, the Eagles are going to be a good team. So your first-round pick may not be that palatable to the Jags in a situation like that. So what do you have to do? It's going to cost you probably more if you're the Eagles than a first and a fifth. So first of all, let's settle this. Tyrone, are you on board? Are we pursuing Jalen Ramsey now that we know he's available and now that we know the circumstances of the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yes.
Yes. Without question.
No question.
They need to. They are desperate enough where they have to do it. There's no choice.
Yes, and he's that good of a player. If he was just a guy or just a little better, if he was Darby level when he was with Buffalo, I would say no. He's the best corner. They have to go get him.
All right. Now, the other side of it is, and I've heard people, I don't know why people are afraid of this, because I think the Eagles have a good enough base to absorb a guy. Let's just say he's not a bad guy. He's an outspoken guy. There's a difference. A bad guy can ruin your team a little bit. An outspoken guy can only get the juices flowing, I think. And if he's playing with a good team, there's no reason for him to be discontented. That's the major factor that people leave out of this. Once a player's dissatisfied, he's dissatisfied, really. I understand the contract situation, but he's dissatisfied basically because he's with a team he can't win. And guys want to win. So the Eagles are a situation where I'm sure that he would love to play in. He's a competitive guy. And whether he's outspoken or not wouldn't matter to me. In fact, in my position, it'd be great. But as far as the team goes, it's not going to ruin the Eagles. He's not like a crazy man like some of these players are. He's just outspoken.
He's just outspoken. And he wants to line up. Play man-to-man. They do a ton of zone. So now he's losing playing zone, a style he doesn't want to play, and he wants to establish himself to be the highest-paid corner in football next year. You get that playing man-to-man. You do not become the highest-paid corner playing zone. Here, they would let him play man, and he could win.
Yes.
I think it checks every
box. I want to tap into the Eagles fans' psyche. I know they're going to be peeling. Oh, we can't give away number one pick, or we can't get a guy who's going to cause trouble. Well, what do you have now? Now, listen. This is a real problem. Now, you can sit back and go, okay, well, we got to give the defensive line time to gel. All right, you can take that tact. Except now you're missing the tackle. You're down to the third guy that you're going to play next to Cox, which means he's going to get double teamed more than ever. And then you look at the back line, the guy that's supposed to have the most speed, Ronald Darby, may have lost a step. Now he's coming off an ACL, and we've conveniently forgot that. And I've been a Darby guy because of his speed, but he doesn't look like a 4-3 guy anymore. His catch-up speed lacked a little bit. And now you're relying on Sidney Jones, who played okay, but Rasul Douglas, I'm not a fan, and you got to wait for Jalen Mills. They don't have a secure situation when you combine those two elements. Now, if their defensive line was playing with their hair on fire, then I wouldn't really have the immediacy to get a guy like Jalen Ramsey. But I think right now, you got to realize what you don't have and not let that gap get any wider.
I agree. And the other part is, I am open to what Jacksonville might want beyond a first-round pick within reason. If they want a cornerback, they can take any of the current corners. I will give you any of the current corners you want with the pick if that's what they want. So if they want to talk to the fans, they say, hey, we got a first-round pick, and we got, if it's Sidney Jones, so be it. We got a young cornerback. I'm willing to take that risk because he's the best corner. If they want Aguilar, I do that too. If you want him and Aguilar, because he's on the last year of a deal and he's not going to be back, I would part with them. I'd be willing to sweeten the first round pick to make it more worthwhile for Jacksonville, and I still think the Eagles will come out ahead.
It's tough to get a corner of his ability, and if you're relying on drafting a corner of his ability, then you're just crossing your fingers because you never know how it's going to turn out. So I would be on board with that. All right, now let me just review last night's TV habits. Monday Night Football, I'm thinking, all right, the Jets stink, but at least you can look at the other team and they give you a little semblance of excitement with Baker Mayfield and the two receivers they have, especially Odell Beckham Jr. So there's an intrigue to watch that game. Here's what I learned. Unless the game is sensational, the broadcast ruins it. I turned the channel, believe it or not, this is a true confession. And Tyrone, I let you in on this. I actually tweeted Anthony. I texted Anthony. I don't know if I texted you. I texted Anthony. I said, I just did something I never thought I'd do. I put the preseason hockey game on instead of the football game and watched the Flyers. And it, yes, it's true confession.
What?
And it was because the broadcast annoyed me so much that it was no longer the intrigue of watching some exciting players that the Cleveland Browns had. Like Booger McFarland and Joe Tessitore bothered me so much that I had to turn the channel. Now, is that normal? Or do people... See, normally it's the game and you don't... The broadcasters really... But I learned last night that the broadcast is important when the game is not sensational. And it was painful for me to listen to the broadcast. Now, is that unfair?
It's only their second game working together. It's slightly unfair.
Well, he worked together with him last year.
But you had that.
He was in the traveling seat.
Yeah, but you had that Witten ruining it.
Booger McFarland says one thing and contradicts himself the next time he talks, and he talks a lot.
Yeah, but you can learn that.
Well, and I think because you talk for a living, that you're listening. No, I'm just saying.
Really?
Yeah. Well, no, because you're more.
A broadcast has to breathe.
Right, and you're more in tune to those, to the details of it, whereas maybe the average viewer.
I want to hear from the average viewer.
Right, but I mean.
That the broadcast, not the game.
Yeah.
You know, the game stunk.
Yeah.
The broadcast turned me away.
Because I notice now when I'm listening to things, I listen intently.
Uh-huh.
And I think I listen to things differently than a normal casual listener would.
He just talks for the sake of talking.
Right.
And I think he forgets that he made a point that was the exact opposite of the point he just is making now.
He
you
does,
don't notice that?
He does some of that. What I think happened is Monday Night Football is a victim of Sunday Night Football moving to NBC. These are almost all, if you look at the Monday Night slate, it's a bunch of bad games.
Mm-hmm.
So you're asking guys who are pretty new together without any chemistry to do terrible football games. If they had, even Tessitore and Booger, if they had the Eagles-Falcons game, because the Monday Night game used to be the marquee game,
yeah.
So that would have been the Monday Night game. I don't think they would have bothered you nearly as much because the action would have overtaken it. But now the Monday night games all stink because Sunday night gets all the good games.
I'm allowing for the game to stink. But if a game stinks, the broadcast team has to bully me a little bit. Yeah, give me something.
Yeah, but they're too new to do that.
Well, yeah, you're an expert in the field, so you know what you're listening for.
They've been together.
You know what I mean? I'm an expert in the field. I just know what sounds good, what doesn't.
They've been together 5 minutes. It's going to take time to build that kind of chemistry.
I don't know, man.
They've been there 5 minutes. You got to give them a little time. And I also was watching the Flyers preseason game.
Oh, you were?
I was watching the Flyers preseason game, and I didn't love it. It's only preseason.
You didn't love what?
What I saw from the Flyers. It's only preseason.
In game one of preseason?
I didn't love it. The Islanders, if I was just judging watching the game, the Islanders looked like they were were better than the Flyers.
Are we expecting the Flyers to be a very good team this year?
Supposed to be a playoff team,
well, they're
yes.
not a playoff team.
They have to be a playoff team.
No, they're not a playoff team.
They can't keep missing the playoffs,
man. They're not a playoff team.
They signed
like,
free agents.
I don't know what the expectations are. Or like, what did you expect to see last night? They don't have dynamic players.
They just seem like they were a step behind the whole game.
Yeah, well, that's because their talent level is a step behind.
Islanders are a nice squad, but I think they...
Yeah, I have no expectations for the Flyers.
No.
I watched the game last night to check in on it, but I surely don't think they're a playoff team.
I think they are.
It's like going to church and praying for it.
No.
A playoff team. Like, what makes them a playoff team? What changes did they make to make them a playoff team? The younger players got a year older?
Yes, and the goalie.
Carter Hart, the goalie's going to be a shutdown goalie in his first full year?
He's going to be better than he was last year.
And that's going to make them a playoff team?
Yes.
Their overall strength is not good enough.
I think they're going to be... one seat.
I watched it.
Did you?
Saw Luka Sabisa with the big shot score on Alex Lyon.
Well, there you go. That was the only goal they scored. 3-1 loss.
It happens, man. I wasn't expecting a victory last night.
Kind of
going to make a big splash.
I don't know why I thought that. I always
JVR
make that
lit the lamp. 610-632-09. You really think the Flyers are going to be a playoff team?
I do.
All right. 610-632-0975. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
Yeah, I was so bored last night, and I didn't know what to do with myself. The game didn't deliver. Flyers game got over early. I was searching for things to do. So I was so bored, I just Twitter trolled trumpets for most of the night.
See?
I have fun doing that, man. I really do. I have a blast trolling Trump fans.
Yeah, but... I'm glad the Phillies played
tonight. I'm having fun doing it. It's like... It's low-hanging fruit. It's like... Like hitting a balloon with a dart at a church fair. It's so easy to do. Because they react. They react back.
And what, you just sit there and laugh?
And I just sit there and I put them in, I weave them into my web of destruction. Because he tweeted something out yesterday about the New York Times. So then I came over the top and I tweeted back at Trump.
What'd you say?
And that started. I have to look at it. What did he tweet about the Times?
That he declares that they should all be fired.
No, it was more specific. I'll have to find it, but I have a blast doing it. But it was because the football game stunk. Yes, I'm sitting there. I'm bored. Yeah, thank God the Alec Baldwin roast came on at 10 o'clock.
How was that?
Oh, it's hysterical.
Was it the best one so far?
Absolutely hysterical.
I forgot it was on. I have to check it out.
Yeah, it was hysterical.
It wasn't the first. It's been on a lot.
Robert De Niro was on it.
Yeah.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, it came on over the weekend.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Caitlyn Jenner was on it.
Yeah, Blake Griffin was really funny.
Okay. I think I did see clips of it. I forgot. I'm going to have to check it out.
And the guy who's unfunny, the Asian comedian, who's absolutely unfunny, the guy from...
From Hangover and all
that. Yeah, the guy from Hangover. Ken Jeong.
Yeah, you don't like
him. No, there's nothing funny about him.
Really?
There's not one stitch of funniness in that.
He's so dry.
He's not funny.
Okay.
Who else was in on it? Sean Hayes was the host. Anyway, the 2 o'clock hours brought to you by Ferguson HVAC Line, Conklin. Oh, Alec Baldwin's daughter came out to roast him.
Oh, Haley?
The one
is that, his daughter?
The one that he ripped on that telephone answering machine.
Yeah, she. I think that was Haley.
Is that the one who's married to Justin Bieber?
No,
she models.
The model, right. The oldest daughter.
Oh, okay.
I forget what her name is. But she came out and ripped them. So she was funny.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you got to see
that. Called her a little jerk.
Yeah. Anyway, Ferguson HVAC line Conklin brings us 2 o'clock hour. Attention HVAC contractors. Visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Let's start our Twitter poll. And that, of course, is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. And, of course, I don't have the sheet, but anyway.
Do you want me to, and then we'll circle back?
Yeah, that's okay. Let's circle back.
Okay.
Anyway, Paul B. Moyer & Sons, they have engines for your walk-behind or push mowers.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can visit them at Paul.
Yes, you can visit them at paulbmoyer.com.
Yes.
Right. Now, here it is right here. Yeah. You can repower a zero-turn or a walk-behind mower because Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Go ahead, Natalie.
The fine-oiled machine. We have over 500 votes on this one so far. What would you give up for Jalen Ramsey? 21% saying a first-round pick. 34% going a number one pick and more picks, 36% saying a first round pick and a player, and 9% saying don't want him.
All right. 9% say they don't want him.
Yes.
Come on. 9%, you got to call me. Seriously. I don't know how do you get the 9%? Why would you not want him? Now, let me ask you this question here, because you're going to have to do more than the average team, because your draft pick is going to, your number one draft pick is going to be in the high 20s. So, how about this? Because it was just brought up to Jason, just emailed me with this. Number one pick, another pick, fourth or fifth round, whatever you can get away with, and Sidney Jones. They want a cornerback, young cornerback in the deal. Doing it?
Yep.
You're doing it?
No question.
Sidney Jones, fifth rounder, first rounder for Jalen Ramsey.
Done. Yep. Because I can change how I play defense because he's a lockdown corner.
Mm-hmm.
So now that gives Jenkins so much more freedom, and you can shade to one side. I like Maddox. You know I like Maddox. Mm-hmm. So Maddox becomes my other corner, or Darby, but right mm-hmm. now Darby looks a little shaky. So Maddox is my other corner. Then when I go to the slot, I move Maddox in. I bring Darby mm-hmm. in the game.
Okay.
And I can have Jenkins and guys and McCloud help to one side because Ramsey's got the other side.
All
Julio,
right.
He would have had Julio the whole game.
Suppose they ask instead for Maddox instead of Sidney Jones.
I still do it. Right. I love Maddox, but I got to get the number one guy.
Okay.
I get the best guy. I'm doing it.
All right. Dave in Center City starts things off. What's up, Dave?
Mikey, miss, my ribs are still sore from watching that last night.
The Alec Baldwin thing?
Oh, poor Caitlyn Jenner. You know, Blake Griffin, scripted or unscripted, he is hilarious. And
I actually missed him. I tuned in late, so I missed him.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Snoop Dogg, hilarious. But
Snoop Dogg wasn't on?
No, but on the prior roast with Jeff Ross and Trump and Bieber. Yeah,
all the roasts are hysterical. They were really well-produced, too, and well-written. Yeah, whoever's writing that material, it's really funny.
Yeah. Mikey Miss, you're going to have 4 more years of Donald John Trump entertainment. Because as sure as the Eagles are winning the Super Bowl this year, he's winning the second tournament.
Yeah, I agree. Unless the economy goes bad. I agree.
Right. Or unless someone like Ross Perot, an independent that takes 15% of the popular votes, and then like he took George
Bush. Not going to happen. The Democratic field is so weak. My kingdom for somebody who could rise up from the ashes, who has integrity, who's fairly young, who understands international law, who is more presidential. My God, this country has a zillion people. Not one person could come out of the woodwork.
Shame Michelle Obama did not run because I think she could have won that.
Whatever. Go ahead, Dave, on your sports point.
Mike, I'm still seething over the loss. Firstly, this was the type of game that Carson Wentz-led Eagles from the Super Bowl year would win. But, Mike, you missed. Bravo to the Eagles' defense for holding the Falcons to a reasonable 24 points, which the Eagle offense should have surpassed. But, and you pointed something out. It was not the backups that lost that game. It was three regulars that indirectly cost us that win. Odubel, Miguel Aguilar dropping that TD pass. Why Ernst would run a 7-yard pattern when the yardsticks are 8 yards down the field. And, you know, I love Malcolm Jenkins. Great guy. But how did he not pick up on that overload to that one side? And this is a bad loss for us, Mike. It's still working.
Mate. Yeah, I disagree with you in large measure that the backups, the fact that the backups had to play influenced why the Eagles weren't that efficient. So while you can look at little plays here and there, the fact that the first half was blown apart because it didn't look like they knew how to adapt to a bunch of backups on the field, to me, was the reason why they lost the game. You know, I mean, you can, obviously, you can see the Aguilar play. You can see the Ertz play. But they had guys that they thought they could do the same game plan with, and they couldn't. And that's just misguided coaching. Tom and Glenn Mills, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Yo, Mike.
What's up, Tom?
So I totally agree with you on Ramsey. I don't think he'll be an issue in the locker room at all because our defense locker room, man, is too tight. It's a bunch of old heads. Mm-hmm. There's no way it's going to happen, man. He's going to come in there, and that little injection of talent is going to, like, go so far with those guys. And you can't be hard on Darby, man. Like, everybody knows he's not a number one. I mean, you move him, if he has somebody else, on, you know, to pair up with him, then all of a sudden you got something there. You know what I mean?
I agree.
So you got to go for him, man. And here's what I was thinking. I know Jacksonville was having some tight end issues. What about throwing Goddard in on the trade? Is Ooh. That like last
Somebody
week?
Actually asked me that on Twitter or email.
I love Goddard. Man.
I don't think the Eagles would include him in a deal, but let's throw it out there. If the deal included a first round pick, a mid round pick, and Goddard, are you doing it, Tyrone?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Because I have an Ertz plan after this year.
Well, the thing is, Jacksonville's got major tight end problems. They had those guys.
Yeah, I know. I get what their problems are. I don't care about their problems.
They
would go for it. I'm saying, can the Eagles afford to give up a talent like Goddard? You can afford to give up a Sidney Jones because you're getting a guy.
What other team has two number one tight ends? I mean, it's amazing.
But that's part of what is going to make them good this year, that 12 personnel. It's agreed, not like a backup agreed. Guy. They're going to be on the field at the same time most of the time.
Look at the injuries with Jackson and are you going to really give up Aguilar? We need a wide receiver, man. You know what I mean?
What, I don't know. They ask you for Aguilar? I'd do that
Tyrone was saying throw Aguilar in there.
You would give up Goddard, not Aguilar?
Because
are we talking about? Am I on Earth, planet Earth here? Come on, Tom, seriously? What's the air like in Glenn Mills?
I just want to get Ramsey. You know what I mean, man?
You think Goddard's a more important player for this franchise than Aguilar?
Well, is Goddard more important than Ramsey? That's the real question. What do you got to do to get Ramsey?
Yeah, I don't. I listen. it'd almost be like a no brainer if they ask for Aguilar. He's unless you have a contract. It's like he takes that off your hands. Goddard's a different story. He's a rising. You know, probably a Pro Bowl tight end that you would be giving up. Yeah, I don't think the Eagles would do that.
I wouldn't do that. And then, you know, I'm way pro Ramsey. I'm not trading Goddard to do it. Unless now I'm not giving up any picks. I guess I would have to discuss it, but I'm not giving up a one and Goddard.
The Eagles would do that either. A one and Goddard. Nick in Woodstown. Nick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick.
Yo, Mikey Mitch.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, really big fan. First time caller, long time listener. Love the show.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, real quick, I got 2 points. Jalen Ramsey, I think, do whatever it takes because when I look at these other teams in the NFC, you know, a lot of them have that number one receiver. If you have to go up against the Falcons again in the playoffs, you could stick him on Julio.
Mm-hmm.
You play the Packers, you put him on Devontae Adams. You play the Cowboys twice a year. You put him on Amari Cooper. A lot of those powerhouses, you know, I don't want to put Darby against their number one receiver. So whatever it takes, go get them. I heard the Chiefs are interested in him. Just go get him. Whatever it takes, go get him. He makes our team better immediately. We're a Super Bowl contender this year. Let's go all in.
Yeah, I'm in. I hope Howie is in on this because he's got to be progressive here. And, you know, he's got two choices. Well, my line's going to get better and they're going to get a pressure on the quarterback. And he's saying that now that they have a problem at defensive tackle. So you might not be able to say that. And secondly, he knows the fallacies of his defensive backfield.
Right.
So he's got to act. I agree. If the guy wants out, the Eagles are a team that he would go to.
In years past, the defense built on pressure and giving pressure. And if our defensive front is struggling, a cornerback can really stir up the other end of it, you know?
Yep. Totally agree.
So 16 versus 18 game schedule. Everybody, the owners want to go to 18 games. So that's a 2-game difference. Look at all the injuries that have occurred in the NFL over 2 weeks. You got Breeze out for 6 weeks. Cam Newton might be out for an extended period of time. Ben Roethlisberger's out for a year. Tyreek Hill is on the IR. Nick Foles missing extended mm-hmm. period of time. Hunter
yes.
Henry.
Yes.
Joe Mixon's battling injury. And then, obviously, you know, all the injuries with the Eagles. I mean, that's what 2 weeks of football can do for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and we're going to have Dr. David Challey, orthopedic guy who tweets out the stuff. We're going to have him on to discuss what's going on with all these injuries.
Yeah, so I just think two games, you know, the owners don't think it can make that much of a difference. Look what 2 games did already.
Yeah. I mean, 2 games is enough to see what you don't have. And,
right.
and it's been enhanced by the fact now you got a problem with defensive tackle.
Right.
All right, Nick. All right, so there's a story out there, the potential landing spots that makes sense for Jalen Ramsey. So let's start with this. The Los Angeles Chargers. Now, they're only in the picture because they're making a connection that Ramsey is buddies, best friends with Derwin James, who's a safety. And earlier in the offseason, Ramsey said on social media that he and Derwin would 1,000% end up playing for the same team again at some point. It's a Florida State Seminole connection. All right. So, but the Chargers, are they in a position to do that? Are they gunning for any kind of a championship?
Well, they don't want to pay their running back, so I don't think so.
Right. The Oakland Raiders.
He said something on a podcast about playing in Vegas, and they're going to Vegas, so.
Okay, that's the connect there.
I think that's the connect
there. Since I'm on a podcast.
But they're not in a position to win. They stink.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
That's a fit. Because they can win. And he would really help them. That's a fit. And he would go there because they can win.
The New England Patriots.
They won't give up a one. But that's a fit. And he would win. And they would let him play man.
Yeah, their one stinks too. So it's not that palatable. The Seattle Seahawks. Up-and-coming team.
I mean, it's a fit. They could win if they add him.
Philadelphia Eagles are on this list.
And, you know, he went to high school with Barnett.
Uh-huh.
So there's a little connection there.
They played against each other in high school. I don't know if they went to the same high school.
Well, they knew each other. Apparently they're cool, yeah.
Yeah, Dallas Cowboys.
I think they say that's just because they put, whenever there's a big name, they always include Dallas.
But Ramsey once said he wouldn't play for the Cowboys as long as the Jones family was in charge because they passed on him and took Zeke Elliott.
And he thinks that the rest of the Joneses liked him, and Jerry came in and overruled for the running back. So he's got beef with Jerry specifically.
Okay, the San Francisco 49ers.
Maybe.
49ers will have a nice pick, probably.
They're in the mix to make the playoffs.
Yeah, but
I think they're going to make the playoffs.
They could fall off the cliff. They could be anywhere from like a 10 to 15, which is probably the highest pick that they would get as far as all these teams are concerned, and, maybe Oakland.
But since he's on the last year of his deal and his money's guaranteed because he showed up week one.
He doesn't have to go where they trade.
I think he'll have a little say. I think it has to be a good team. So the Chiefs, the Patriots, the Eagles.
Okay.
If the Eagles are interested.
All right. By the way, the Baldwin daughter was Ireland Baldwin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She's beautiful.
She had her troubles, too. I'm glad she's out of rehab and everything.
She was in rehab?
Yeah, yeah, she had some troubles.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. She had some
troubles. Is she beautiful?
Yes.
She is?
Yeah, I think so.
She's getting paid to be a model. She looks like her
mother is, I don't know if she looks exactly like her mother.
Not exactly. I'm trying to think. I got to look at the latest picture to see why you don't like her.
I expect a little more Kim-esque.
But
I can see it. You can't see it?
I can see it a little bit.
In her eyes? I mean, she definitely looks like Alec.
She's a little harder edged.
Yeah.
Than her mother.
Yes.
I mean, I'm looking at a side-by-side photo. It's pretty close to you. Is it really? Yeah, I have to show you during the break.
Well, you got
to
see her on the roast. All right.
She's like, how tall is she? She's like a 12-foot blonde.
Yeah, 6 foot tall.
Is she 6 foot tall?
Pretty tall.
Yeah, 6 foot blonde. Everything I wanted to be.
How does she get that tall? Kim Basinger's not that tall.
Probably that Alec.
Tall. I don't think he's that tall.
We'll look all this up.
He's Frank and Lockhaven.
She's 6'2".
She's 6'2".
Yeah.
She's a tall girl.
Oh, well, in that case.
And she's wearing heels. I think Alec is pretty tall, too.
He is?
I think he's, especially for Hollywood, because you know, Hollywood's 5'8".
By the way, he was ruthless when he took the podium to get back at everybody. Oh, my God. He was the best roaster of them all.
He's 6 foot.
You know, she's bigger than he is.
Yeah,
well, Basinger, he's not, I don't know, was she 5'7"? All right, Frank in Lock Haven. Frank, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frank.
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
What's up, Frank?
Well, I agree with you about the announcers on the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching for years using the mute button.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't watch a football game like a silent film.
Well, you know what? There's so much description on the screen that you know what down it is. You know, if there's penalties.
So, yeah, I need a little insight on the game. I want the insight. Part of the telecast I'm watching for is to watch the visual and then hear the insight from people who give me insight.
But you know what? Half the time you don't get insight. You get trash mouth talking.
This is the way I look at it. That's a number one team, right? Now, I look at the number one teams. I like all the number one teams. If you look at CBS, Nance Romo, we got a problem with that? Buck Aikman on Fox, a lot of people don't like Buck, but I think Aikman's pretty good. And ABC, Michael's colleagues were. Now, this is the number one team for ESPN. This team pales in comparison to the three I gave you.
Well, I enjoy it with the mute button. Okay. I usually have music on.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. I can't watch a game muted. Can you, Tyrone?
Well, if I'm ever, I'd prefer to have the sound.
Yeah, I can't. I can't watch. I can't watch it.
But I mean, when you go out to a bar, they don't always have the sound on at a sports bar.
I don't like watching at a bar.
Me neither, but I mean, I watch at bars.
Listen, if I'm watching at a bar, it's a game I'm not invested in. So at that point, the sound doesn't matter. But if I'm sitting in my living room, I'm watching a game, I can't watch it silent.
I get you.
All right, now, would you agree on that assessment of the three network number one teams? Would you agree that ESPN team is way below the standard of those three set?
Yes. To me, it's CBS 1, Fox 2, NBC, a distant third from them, and then ESPN far after them.
All right, so I'm saying, is that the best they can do? Like, they're not even in the realm of those number one teams.
I think you got to give it a little bit of time.
All right, 610-632-0975. Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
The Fanatic.
It's 2:46. Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 at Fanatic. During the break, I did some thinking, and I came up with a list. And the top five movies that Kim looked her best. I'll start with number five. Batman.
Yes.
Vicky Vale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good. Mm-hmm. That's a strong performance.
All right. Number four, The Natural.
Yes.
Okay.
Memo Paris, or whatever her name was. Number three, very underrated performance where she looks sensational. No Mercy with Richard Gere.
I don't think I ever saw
No
Mercy.
He was a Chicago detective trying to avenge the murder of his partner, and he goes into the bayous of New Orleans and meets up with her. She's there. Her name is Michelle Duval. She's a Cajun.
Did she pull off the accent?
She did. Yes. Uh-huh. And she was mostly like tattered and soiled in the movie.
Yeah, by coincidence.
Mm-hmm. And sweaty.
Yeah.
Number two, 9.5 Weeks with Mickey Rourke.
Yeah. That's number two for you.
It's number two.
All right.
And number one, L.A. Confidential.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She won the Oscar for that.
Yeah, she did.
Big time. Lynn Bracken.
Did you like her in Wayne's World 2? She was Garth's girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. She was, what was her name in that?
Honey or something, right?
Yeah, Honey Horny.
You know what's funny, though? During that era, yes. I liked the other girl more.
Who's that?
Tia Carrera or whatever. At that point, I liked Tia Carrera.
And her name was Cassandra.
Yeah, I liked her more.
Tia Carrera's a beautiful woman.
At that time, in that movie.
I side towards the blonde. It's sort of, you know.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, so, like, I was always a Kim Basinger fan.
So Alec Baldwin, that was his first wife. Now, have you ever seen his current wife?
She's 30 years younger, right?
Yeah, they have like 4 kids in like 5 years.
Yeah. I haven't seen her.
All right, look her up and give a thumbs up, thumbs down on her. You may as well.
I can't go thumbs down on Kim Basinger.
Oh, no, on Hilaria Baldwin, the new wife. Check her out.
Yeah, I've never seen
her.
What
does
she look like?
She's got dark hair.
Sure,
but
she's a beautiful woman.
I think she fits you. She's Spaniard.
Yeah?
From Spain.
She's from Spain?
Well, oh, yeah, she's 35.
Yeah, it's half his age.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's closing on 70.
Doing the next
Alec Baldwin.
Oh, is he that old?
I think.
Let me see.
Let's go to Corey in the...
Nah, he's like 61.
Is he?
61.
Oh, he's 61?
But still, it's 25, 26 years apart.
That's not much.
25 years?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Let's go to Corey in Woodbury. Corey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Corey.
How you guys doing?
What's up, Corey? How you doing?
So, I just feel like in my gut that we're given, like they're getting too much of a pass. I mean, we could easily be 3-3 after week six. And
you're right.
And I just feel that we're...
What pass are we given?
I just feel like you're being a little soft, a little softer than I anticipated.
I'm screaming for them to make a deal for Jalen Ramsey. What's soft about that?
Well, that just got given this morning. I mean, that popped out this morning. But in general, the feel I've gotten over the last day is just...
Well, did you listen to me last week when I said they were probably going to lose the game to the Falcons? You didn't hear that part?
No, I got that.
Well, how is that soft? I'm trying to figure out. I thought they were going to lose that game to the Falcons.
Okay.
I think right now they got a problem situation in conjunction defensive line and cornerback. So I'm not taking that lightly.
And those two are huge, huge kind of thought processes that they have to be around.
They absolutely are. That's why I think the immediacy to get Ramsey is here.
I mean, but on the flip side, I just offensively, I mean, Carson didn't step up. Like, I would look at him like my quarterback, like I want to look at him.
Well, he stepped up in the second half, didn't he?
Yeah, but it's always second half now. I mean, this is 2 years now that we haven't been able to play football.
Yeah, okay, but in this game, they lost three guys. Yeah. Right? They lost three major weapons in the offense. So, like, to me, the coaching has to adapt to that, and they didn't. They tried to run the same plays with inferior personnel, and to me, that didn't work. So, I'm paying attention to it, believe me. But I think he gets a pass for the last first half because of that circumstance.
Now, when you're saying, you know, your thought process going into the game is a 12-man, you know, losing our tight end, mm-hmm. losing Dallas early, mm-hmm. like, should that knock your entire game off, the whole
Well,
the whole
but you lost Deshaun Jackson and you lost Alshon Jeffrey in conjunction with that. So, yeah, that would knock your game plan off, don't you think?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely.
It's not just one, it's three.
That gut feeling, though, it just feels like it went out. Like that.
How's everyone doing? Are you a Folesian guy? Are you a Foles guy?
I wouldn't say I'm a Foles guy.
Oh, Corey. I think I'm cracking the egg here. You're a Foles guy, aren't you?
I mean, I love Foles.
I got it. It took 2 minutes and 45 seconds to get that out of you. Get out of here. Let's go to Car Wash in Germantown. Car Wash, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Car Wash.
Mike, what's going on?
What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I've been good. Thanks for asking. Listen, if the Lions were so busy last week, I got to commend you on a great, great week last week. Oh, man, I really enjoyed your show, but I couldn't get in because they were so busy. All with, like, the things that happened now, Lincoln Financial, with the Redskins fans and Scott and all that. Man, mm-hmm. that was a phenomenal week.
Oh, you thank you. But yeah, that was a very active week because
yes,
of that circumstance.
Man, I really enjoyed the whole week, man. Listen, I enjoyed it. But I want to talk to you about four quick things. Mm-hmm. Number one, I think it's more than what you're just saying. I think it's D-line. I think it's O-line. I think, man, running backs and cornerback. And I know you can't address everything, but the running back situation, we got a major problem because I don't think Howard, by him not being able to catch the ball and he hits the hole so slow, the RPOs is not working there. He's just not a Jay Ajayi type of back. We need like a Melvin Gordon. So if we could get him, I'll be happy with him. When it comes to cornerback, I've looked at the game over and over. I rewatched it. Calvin Ridley was open all the time. I'm talking about time after time he got behind the cornerback and the safety. If we could get Jalen Ramsey, go ahead. And the other two things, Samalu, Mike, we got problems. He's not working out.
Yeah, he didn't play well last week. I have to see whether he's a stiff or whether that was just an aberration. So I got a little more time. You raised a decent point about the offensive line, but I think that's less of a worry, the offensive line. But here's the question, and you got me thinking, Car Wash. Have we overvalued the personnel on this team?
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
Before the season, we're all about, well, this team's the top three in the conference, and they got a chance to go to the Super Bowl. And now are we looking at a situation where we overvalued the talent?
Yes. Yes, we have. I mean, I listened to you when I heard you talk 13-3, 14-2. I only saw 10-6 because
I said 12-4.
Where was that?
12-4, I said.
I don't see that, Mike. I see 10-6. I'm just
10-6 would be a disaster. 10-6, you're climbing uphill in the playoffs with 10-6. All right. 610-62-0975. A couple lines are open. We'll take the time to talk to Dr. David Chow, who's, if you follow him on Twitter, he's got a lot of good insight from just looking at people on a TV screen. He used to be the orthopedic surgeon for the San Diego Chargers, and now just kind of floating out there with, analyzing the NFL and the injuries. And he's the one to call that Liz Frank fracture. Like right away.
Yes.
Yeah, he's been incredible with it. Pro Football Doc. A lot of people follow him on Twitter.
Pro Football Doc?
Yeah.
All right. That's coming up. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.